Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're good, man. We're good. Now, I know we've talked a lot about this, and the Cowboys have addressed this quite a bit. And Jerry's like, hey, look, we're not one player away, especially on defense. So we were kind of kicking this around. Do you think they're closer to, like, I don't know, like 6 or 7 players away?
I would say, how about if you give me 3 players?
Okay. Do you want one at each level?
Yes, a defensive tackle, a linebacker, and a cornerback.
Oh, over safety.
Well, at some point, those guys are coming back, right? Hooker and Donovan Wilson. And it sounded like, you know, Hooker's got a chance. He was doing rehab last week on the field, so he's got a chance, and we'll see where Wilson is. So if you at least get your starters back out there, right? But if not, yeah, I need a safety. I mean, either that or I got to practice a cornerback at safety,
mm-hmm. right?
Which is how they finished the game, right?
Yeah.
With Reddy Stewart playing safety.
Yes.
That's how bad it got. It was almost like last night, where the teams were running out of bench players, right?
Running out of bullpen, running out of
pitchers. You're going to have have a field player pitch, right?
Yes.
And you better not get thrown out of the game, because now you're going to be down to 8 guys on defense.
That's true.
So, I know they talk about, you know, got to make changes. Well, what are you going to change? You're playing everybody, right? Who's not playing that you're going to say, oh, this guy's going to come in and be a miracle worker?
Right.
So, you know, you just got to play better and, you know, not make a bunch of, you know, some of the penalties. I mean,
yes,
I understand false starts because you're worried about getting your ass beat. And so you're trying to get a jump on things, right? But, you know, when you get... And the same thing with defensive holding. Well, you're holding for a reason, right? If you get pass interference, you're interfering for a reason, because you're getting beat and you're doing all you can do to catch up. So that has a lot to do with it. Now, encroachment, neutral zone.
That James Houston
formation
one was really frustrating.
Well, it was. I mean, because... I mean, you got to see where your head is, right?
I mean,
you know, if you were at least in the neutral zone with your feet, then it's like, okay, I'm just trying hard to get there, right? But he wasn't. His head was over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that helps any, but, you know, it's a penalty, whatever. And encroachment, you're trying to get a jump, and, you know, you got to hold back, and roughing the quarterback and legal shift – means you either didn't get set or two guys were moving at the same time. So, you know, those things need to obviously you can clean some of them up, but when the other ones, you're usually getting beat. That's why you're grabbing on for dear life.
Right, right.
So again, to answer your question, I mean, they're using everybody. It's not like they got a bunch of guys out there that aren't playing, that should be playing, or they're going to go in and make a difference. You know, when I look at the, you know, the game summary, everybody that they dress played. There's nobody that did not play except the guys that were inactive. Let's see, two of them were injured. So that's why they were inactive. And the other guys, you can only dress so many. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds good, but, you know, who's going to come off the bench and make a difference? Now, can I get some guys off of injured reserve and get them back on the field? Now, that might make a difference. But again, you know, those guys have got to be ready to play. You can't just force guys out there like Overshown or Revell. You know, they got to make sure they're ready to play football. So you're going to have to wait till after the, I would say after the bye for that.
And this is not just about the Cowboys. This goes through my mind about all NFL teams. It feels like because of the contact nature of the sport, while you're waiting for those players to come back, you're going to lose some other people that you didn't anticipate to kind of potentially negate those returns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about next man up, right? Well, what happens when it's the next man up?
Right, right.
You know, and you're relying on guys that should be on the practice squad, but out of necessity, they end up on the 53 or being elevated from the practice squad because you need bodies.
Yeah.
So that puts you in a tough – and I'm not saying, you know, okay, this is an excuse for the way they got beat. They got beat. But there's a reason in there for some of it that I think
you
have to clarify.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The safety position, like Corey was talking about earlier, is immediately kind of what jumps to mind for
me. You had a guy that was on the practice squad starting, and then he gets hurt.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. And then you got to use a cornerback to go back and play safety.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he didn't do all that bad either.
Well,
And
I think the terrifying part is like you could have prime Ed Reed and Kyle Hamilton out there. And I think you'd still be like, we're not good in the rest of the defense.
Well, you're still not getting much of a pass.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. You're not at least if you can compensate for what you don't have on the back end with what you think you had on the front end, then, yeah, maybe that's OK. But there, you know, when I look at the pass rush, they just seem to be rushing right into the offensive lineman. Like no one's got to move to get to the outside, or if they do, they go inside and then the outside's open for a run. So it's almost like, yeah, I was watching one with Clowney and he just ran right into the tackle. He didn't try to do, you know, the old swim move or, you know, beat him to the outside. And so, yeah, it just, you don't get pressure and you can't cover. And that's a recipe for four touchdown passes being thrown against you.
I know there are things that Jerry Jones says that we're all kind of maybe just used to or desensitized, or it's just not going to change. But he said something yet again this morning that he had said last week that I just cannot wrap my mind around, is how they feel so comfortable with the amount of pass rushers they have. I get it, but like, if you have a lot of people that theoretically should be able to get to the quarterback, that's great. But if they don't actually get to the quarterback, what are we even talking about?
Yeah, and I think the other part of that is, well, it's great that I got these guys who think they're pass rushers, but can they play the run?
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. That my blanket answer all of them is
I'm right
no.
there with you on that.
I got to give Bill Jones a credit. He sent me a film clip of DeMarcus Lawrence from the previous game. I don't know if it was this week, last week. And he took on the offensive tackle, and he held his ground, and then the run came to his inside. He was on the left. And he got off that and made the tackle against the run. You know, when's the last time we've seen a defensive end make a tackle?
Right.
More than one, right?
Right.
And the most was two. I told you that yesterday, right? They played nine defensive ends, and the total of the group was 11 tackles. So everybody had one, and two guys had two. That's just not going to get it when they're running for 100 and, I don't know, was it 79 yards, something like that?
Mm.
It was the second most of the season, only for the 216 run by Carolina.
Yeah, and it was – there were
– And it wasn't the quarterback either that was hurting them, right?
There were
like
many
normally.
Times
yeah,
that,
it was that, just
that
Dobbins.
Denver just dominated blocking all the way up and said, hey, here's a big hole for J.K. Dobbins to run through, or I mean, whoever else wants to.
Where's Osa then?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Among others.
Yeah, and who runs 40-yard touchdown and nobody touches him? Not even kind of like out of reach.
Yeah.
They weren't even in the vicinity. So, yeah, some of that, you know, you can scheme everything you want, but at some point guys got to play or at least do the right thing.
And Jerry did bring up Ezeraku this morning. He said number 41 because he's playing that one smart. But he did bring him up. And I'm kind of curious on the front of what you're seeing from him. Because we've talked about his pass rush has gotten better. And he's gotten a little bit better at sealing off. How much time, though, do you go, okay, now he's good at both. He can play both the run and the pass.
Yeah, and I think he's on his way. Now, you know, he's a rookie,
yeah.
and you know, there's a learning curve that has to take place. But at least I see 41 flash, and not just pass rush, but playing the run too. But as for the rest, you know, I just don't see it from anyone else on the outside that you're saying, okay, this guy's pretty darn good. And I know what people are thinking. Well, okay, you should have kept Micah Parsons. I get that. But he wasn't exactly a stalwart against the run, right?
Right. This is true.
Because he, you know, business decision. He wants sacks. I don't get paid for making tackles. And he got paid.
This is true. He did.
Yeah, I mean, man, that is a good point about I don't get not just him,
it's
but
like
just
home,
people
it's
in
like,
general.
It's like baseball players. Home yeah. runs get me my contract.
Yeah, yeah, no one's getting
hits.
Paid for singles.
Yeah, Luis Arraez gets traded all the time or gets moved around all the time.
Right.
He's awesome at hitting.
I mean, Freddie Freeman's going to get a statue outside
yes.
Dodger Stadium,
yeah.
right?
As great of a hitter as he is, yeah. it's these home runs that give him that statue.
Yeah. Did you make it through that whole game?
I made a business decision. I put a limit at, I think it was 15 innings, and then I said, okay, I'm going to record everything after on this channel, and I'll get up in the morning without knowing what happened and watch the, you know, till the end, and that's what I did. Yeah.
Did you hear the heartbreaking saga of Mike Bassick's experience with that game?
I think I heard this morning when he came
yeah.
on. Yeah. What did he do? Put
on,
did he turn on his turn signal to change lanes and join you guys?
Yeah. He was dropping off some stuff for our charity show, and he's like, you know what? I need to be on the show. And I really I appreciated that.
He fell asleep with one batter left.
That's unbelievable. I think so, you know, by the time we got home, Sunday night, and then I worked some more. It was, I think, around where was it in the football game? I want to say maybe the third quarter. I think I dozed off around 8:30 and then woke up and I go, oh, it's the fourth quarter. But yeah, I got my nap in so I could make it till what would it have been, about almost 1 o'clock before before I gave up on the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And but it was worth every minute watching that baseball game.
It was a really, really tremendous game. Man, thank you very much for the time, good sir. We will catch with you again tomorrow.
All right, see you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif
and RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.